Go ahead and raise your hand if you have any questions, and we'll call on you. We are recording now. We'll start off with Nick DeCoro.
Hey, Tori, what's going on with Josh Rojas?
Yeah, before I do that, happy birthday to Steve Gilbert today. You look great for 26. Josh is still being evaluated by our guys, our team. And obviously a very unfortunate incident. He's trying to make a play. And yeah, there's a dislocation in there, and we're trying to determine what the next steps are.
Is he with the team in
Chicago? So where is
he? Is not with the team.
So he's not on the injured list yet, though?
He is not, correct. We're still evaluating. So I'm hoping for the best news possible. What's that?
I mean, you guys would be playing short today?
Quite possibly, yes.
How long do you think you guys are going to need before you decide what to do?
We're gathering information right now. We'll probably have an answer in the next 12 hours.
What does that mean exactly, Tori? Like what has Josh had and what tests what are you guys trying to figure out?
I think it includes grip strength, the common things and just the severity of the injury. We're still gathering those details, still meeting with the doctors. I think all the imaging is in the bag. It's just that we want to be as thorough as possible with the evaluation.
I guess what I mean is, like, are you trying to determine if there's ligament damage or what?
I'm not sure of those answers exactly medically. I'm sure they want to get exactly what's wrong with that finger. So still gathering that. And this is a very thorough process. I know it's been a couple of days, but with each day moving forward, I think we're getting a little more clarity, and we'll get to the bottom of it here very soon.
What have you guys been able to determine so far to get that additional clarity? Like, what have you ruled anything out?
Let me give you the total evaluation once I get it. I don't have a total evaluation. I'd rather make some assumptions about what I've heard yesterday versus what could be coming out today. Let me give you all of that evaluation as soon as it comes out.
What's kind of your backup plan at shortstop, Tori, now? Because you don't have Rojas at least today or tomorrow, maybe.
Very good question. I think we have a couple of options. Andrew Young has played a lot of innings at shortstop. Eduardo Escobar has, he's come up as a shortstop. In the overshift position, he plays a lot of shortstop. So we're very thankful that we have Nick Ahmed, who I've given some days off too, so he should be in a good spot to continue playing as much as we can possibly ask him to play. But you're right, we do need to have a backup plan in case there is an unforeseen emergency or a day off is needed. So for the immediate time being, I feel comfortable enough knowing that Andrew and Eduardo can pick up the baseball and make plays at shortstop.
Sure, I know guys like sliding headfirst into second and third. Would you like to see all of those guys just wear the glove no matter what, just to prevent things like this from happening?
Yes. Had a conversation with Josh yesterday, and I think he's going to wear the oven mitt. I've had that discussion with other players in the past, Tim LeCastro. I'm not a big fan of headfirst sliding. In fact, I asked them I've asked the players to never do it into first base or home plate. However, you can see sometimes the instinctual play still happens. But I know it's a part of the game for a lot of guys that steal bases. It's what happens organically. And it's hard to tell them to transition and change. But there is a reason for it. So I think the compromise is to put the oven mitt on and protect yourself a little bit.
Any other questions for Tori? Todd Walsh.
Thanks. Tori, I know you have to live in the moment, but putting together a nice little winning streak, getting out of town, getting an off day, does that just sort of remind you of a winning can just change everything. You have to enjoy and savor those moments along the way.
Yeah, for sure. This plane travel was a little bit different than most. We just had come off a very successful homestand, a very successful series, and we caught that winning fever, and we felt something we haven't felt in a long time. And anytime you can do that as a group, as you keep pushing forward day by day, and week by week, you're looking for those types of moments. And this group's been working hard for that moment. So we did enjoy it. And yesterday's off day for me felt a little bit different. I feel like the guys coming to the ballpark today were very refreshed, focused, and ready for another exciting series. So we'll see how we continue to play. But I feel like this team's in a very good spot.
And just do a follow-up on your offense, what you saw in that Pirates series that maybe you haven't seen recently in terms of execution.
Yeah, it was building innings. We had a number of innings where we built innings and didn't score a lot of runs, as many as I felt like we were capable of. But we got right back out at the next inning. And I think that had a lot to do with the pitchers as well, because there were some quick turnaround innings on defense where we got right back in the dugout and put that pressure on them from an offensive standpoint. And as we continue to build, I knew it was a matter of time before we got that big hit. I think there were big hits, the right moments, and that's what guys need to do. That's what baseball is all about. Guys stepping up and getting those big knocks when it's needed most. So that's what happened at very critical times in the game. We got some big hits. Two out hitting too. I remember Josh Reddick's big base hit to left center field in game two that put us over the top. So those little things matter. Jump up. It was the approach. It was the patience. And it was a lot of high exit velocities. So I think we're in a good spot.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Back to you, Nick.
Tori, do you have any notable injury updates for us?
I know I can give you a couple. Carson played last night and had several at bats. Got into the rhythm and the flow of a real game, an AZL game, and everything felt good. So I know you guys always want to know what the results were offensively. They weren't great, but it doesn't really bother me. The fact that he stood at home plate and saw the baseball coming in and swung and felt good coming out of it. Was very positive. Much in the same with Cabby. Cabby played in the game. It was his third consecutive day, and he's getting very close. So we'll continue to monitor him, but had a good day and got the number of at-bats that he wanted and we wanted. And both guys are still early there right now, and we'll evaluate him this morning and see what the next steps are.
Jack Summers?
Tori, I'm sorry. Back to Josh just for a minute. Is surgery one of the options being considered, and that's why it's taking a little longer to figure out what's next?
For me and what I've heard, no.
Any other questions? All right. Thanks, Tori.
Thanks guys.
Thanks, Tori.